Recording going.
Thank you so much. It is now 2:30 on August 2nd, 2023. I want to welcome everyone to the Santa Maria County Board of County Commissioners special meeting agenda. I'm going to ask Commissioner Tony Haas to lead us on an invocation. Commissioner Haas.
Dear Lord, thank you for letting us live to see another day. We ask for your guidance for every decision we make and that you are with us every step of the way. Thank you for our many blessings. With gratitude, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me on the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, Mr. Dornenkamp.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
And Commissioner Luis Lopez is absent.
Thank you, sir. We have a quorum. Approval of the agenda. Do you have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornenkamp?
No, Commissioner, no changes to the agenda.
Thank you, sir. And let's go to new business. Consideration of...
Sir, do you want to take a...
Move for approval of the agenda.
Please. Thank you. Second the motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Okay. We will go to section two, a new business consideration of SPPR CD Noxious Weed IGA Extension. Mr. Dornenkamp.
Commissioners, before you is, let me back up three steps. The representative from SPPRCD asked if we would extend our current IGA with them regarding the treatment of noxious weeds until the end of December. The current contract for IGA expires August 4, which I think says Friday. So they asked if we could extend that until December 31st. And in front of you is an IGA that extends the termination of this agreement until December 31st. Although Commissioner Felix Lopez did point out, and it's labeled page 5 of that agreement, that I had inadvertently left in 2 signature pages, page 5, as it's labeled. It's not actually the fifth. It's not actually the fifth page, but it's labeled page 5. Has a couple of the test signatures already on it. So I'd ask the board, if you so desire to approve this IGA, to approve it upon the condition that page 5 is removed, as it's labeled page 5.
Thank you for that. Notice, Mr. Dornenkamp. Commissioner Tony Haas, do you have any questions?
Just one question. Phil, are they going to be doing our ROWs, our right-of-ways? I know that we kind of took the back seat to a lot of other spraying that was happening, and I'd like to see that happen on our side.
Commissioner, I believe that's taking place presently. As you alluded to, they being Spanish Beach Purgatory River Conservation District had higher priorities. The African rue and I can't think of the knapweeds and those things out there in the model area that they needed to treat first. But their tech said with all the rains and other things that we've had, she had a hard time getting out into those areas and getting them treated. But she's got that done, and now she's doing it right away. Yes.
Good. Is she up there in that Aguilar area?
That is the area that she is in.
Super.
So, Mr. Dornenkamp, thank you so much. Commissioner Haas, any other questions?
None.
Okay, I have a couple of them. If approved, this IGA is going to be from August 2nd, 2023. To the end of December 2023. So that's basically 5 months, correct?
Correct. That is if the SPP board approves it. And I think they meet tomorrow, I want to say.
Yeah, so that's, thank you for that. And I noticed, thank you for the highlighted points on your on the agreement, a couple of date changes that we need to do. Also, one of the ones, and you already said that this was edited, provide equitable financial contribution at a maximum of. So the amount on this one, is that going to be, what amount is going to be instead of the $15,000 there?
We budgeted $15,000.
Okay.
For this in our 2023 budget.
Okay, very good. And then, of course, on section three, the terms of the agreement is going to be 5 months from yes, 12 to five. That is correct. And then my last and final question, I actually printed both the old, this is what we have, with the corrections that we're going to be having. Now, this question is going to be for our legal counsel. Counsel, do you have you had an opportunity to review the agreement, which is the one that we had approved in 2022? Do you have any concerns with the current agreement that we have in front of us?
Commissioner, thank you. I have reviewed it. I do have a question for Mr. Dornkamp. So you said we budgeted the $15,000 for the year. So since January, we've not made any payments towards that?
Not that I'm aware of, but I am not always in the loop on these payments. That would be more Christy, Finance Director Christy Coberly, or Brandy Moltmans, or Paula Lucero's reign to answer. I don't believe we've been billed for any of it.
I think that's something we should clarify. I would be concerned just because the original contract that went until the 4th states we have to pay the $15,000, and then this would be basically stating an additional $15,000 also due until the end of December. So I think just to make sure there's some clarification, even if we maybe added something that states we'll pay the maximum of the $15,000, that has not already been paid since the other contract was initiated or something, just to make sure it's clear to everybody, unless the commissioners want to commit to $30,000. But just to clarify, it's the $15,000 total for that time period, not an additional $15,000 would be my concern for clarifying language.
I'm looking it up while we're talking, and we have made a payment to them, but it looks like it was for chemical in the amount of $985.63, but that, like I said, that was for some chemical that was purchased or reimbursed.
Okay, Madam Counsel, I have written this portion of a language in there, provide equitable financial contribution not to exceed $15,000 with the previous or current contract for the current calendar year. I don't know if that would suffice something to that extent. I just made myself a note in there.
That could work, Commissioner. It could be provide the equitable financial contribution at a maximum of $15,000 for the time period whenever this was first signed, August 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. So then it's clarified that $15,000 is within that time period. The first signature from last year until the end of, and that would be, when is that signed? August 4th. So if we just added a maximum of $15,000 before it says for budget year 2023 for the time period of August 4th, 2022 through December 31st, 2023, I believe that could work to clarify that we are, that's for that entire time period, not an additional $15,000.
Hey, I'm gonna throw a question out there. We've already spent, I believe we spent $15,000 from August 4th, 2022 through December of last year. Would we then not be required to spend another $15,000 in 2023 if you've already spent it in the last quarter of last year?
the way that the original contract or agreement, the way the original IGA is written, is that the board is committed to $15,000 spent between August of last year through August of this year. So if we put the qualifying language in that I was talking about, that would mean if we've already spent the $15,000, we are not obligated under the IGA. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't provide it, but that we would not be obligated to send it again. The way it's written right now, it could be argued that even though we already spent $15,000, within the next 5 months, we have to give another $15,000. And I'm not telling you guys to go one way or the other. I just want to make sure you understand that, because the way that this is being adopted today and where we're at with it, I just want to clarify that.
And so my verbiage of that was budgeted for in 2023, your thinking is we could be obligated to spend $30,000 in 2023 and $15,000 in the last quarter of 2022.
Yes.
Or otherwise, we may not be obligated to spend the $15,000 in 2023.
Yes. But as it's written right now, if we don't put a qualifier on there, then yes, I believe that could be argued.
Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Barron, go ahead.
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the $907 that we gave was a reimbursement, because we had about $1,000 left in state grant money from way back, I think from 2020. So I think when they called and they asked for reimbursement on chemical, I told Bobby, let's spend that money that we still have from the state land board. So that's what the $987 was. So it wasn't a part of this agreement. It was just us just trying to clean up the grant money that still was lingering out there from the state land board. So that's what that was.
Thank you. So Finance Director Coverly, did that spend the rest of the funds on that particular grant?
No, we still have $287.73 left on the grant money. And I'm sure I can probably write that off as something, you know, that maybe like if Bobby actually buys supplies, something, if they ever came back and they audited us. But I just want to tell you that I just thought, since they were asking for this refund, I said, let's use the grant money that was still lingering out there.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. So, and Mr. Doran Camp, I guess the last question I have on the financial perspective is for 2023 fiscal year, we have $15,000 outlined for this particular agreement. Am I understanding that correctly?
You're correct.
Yes. And so the 2022 $15,000 were also part of the previous line item on that particular year.
Yes, in budget year 2022, we had 15.
Very good. I think with the recommendations that council has put on the table, and you pretty much captured the language of, and of course, the two of you can kind of work on the language on that particular sentence and or paragraph. I don't have any other questions, unless I'll defer to Commissioner Haas.
None.
Okay.
I'm good.
Can I ask Attorney Nelson, would you please send me some verbiage, Pam, that'll work for that?
I'm typing you an email as we speak, Phil.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Not having any other questions and or any other pertinent information, you know, to me, the important thing is that we show on the budget per fiscal the appropriation and approval of the line item of $15,000, which I feel comfortable in doing this. And then this is for another conversation, but perhaps going forward, let's not wait 2 days, 3 days on either party for us to be working on the 11th hour and approving this agreement. So if there are no other questions at this time, I'm going to entertain a motion.
I would move to approve the revised version of the Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District Noxious Weed IGA extension.
And I'm going to second that with Commissioner Haas, with your permission, add on to the motion with the revised language as per council. So I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
And would you like me to come in and sign it today? Wait till the morning?
Morning's fine. Then we can get it over to Spanish speaks.
Thank you so much.
Will you have it this afternoon?
Yes. Attorney Nelson says she was typing out the verbiage. And I will remove page 5 as it's labeled and should be set.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
I'll be in a few minutes then. Thank you.
Yes.
I think it requires the chair's signature.
That's even better.
cool. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
See you shortly. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.